Doug, this is dating on Hobart Smith. Hobart, H-O-B-A-R-T. H as in house, H-O-B-A-R-T, Hobart Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth, 10-1-51, date of visit is 7-8-25. Please make a copy for Dr. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S, M-D, Richard Potts, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Richard, thank you for sending Hobart Smith for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a history of chronic back pain, status post kyphoplasty. In July of 24, as had been sent for a chest CT. Which was a CTA thoracic aorta period. The CTA on 6/6/25 showed the ascending aorta to be 42 millimeters. And the transverse arch at 35 millimeter. The lungs and pleura showed increased non-specific ground glass opacities in both lungs, primarily in the dependent portions of the lung. With ground glass opacities noted in the lingula as well. No pleural effusion, period. No pneumothorax was present, period. Esophagus was not dilated. No intrathoracic or axillary node identified. The patient has no cough or shortness of breath, denies chest pains or hemoptysis, denies fevers or chills. He states that he was treated for COVID-19 infection 1 year ago. Next paragraph, past history. This past history is significant for spinal stenosis and history for kyphoplasty in July 24. He also had a cholecystectomy in 04, knee surgery in 1998, and a corneal transplant in 06. He had a lumbar spinal fracture. In 06, and lymphocytic colitis in 2019. He has been treated for rheumatoid arthritis since 22. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits of patient denies smoking. Drinks alcohol moderately. Worked as a manager and was in sales. Next, family history. Father died of father died of an accident. Next paragraph, system review, patient denies weight loss, fever or fatigue. No shortness of breath, wheezing or cough. No abdominal pains, heartburn or rectal bleeding. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. He does have urinary frequency, no flank pains, no asthma or hay fever, and has cataract. Next paragraph, med list. Synthroid, 125 micrograms daily. Medrol, 4 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Methotrexate injection, 20 milligrams weekly. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly male, alert, pale, no acute distress, no clubbing, cyanosis or leg edema. Blood pressure 138 over 80, pulse 84, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 240, saturation 97. Itching and anomalous pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. No crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular, from an S2, no murmur, an S3. Abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, neurologically reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions were observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Mild interstitial lung disease. Number 2, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3 is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease, period. And number 4 is... history of COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a high-resolution chest CT to evaluate the lung infiltrates, period. He will also get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. And also advised to get a CBC, sed rate, ANA, and anti-DNA. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, POTTS, MD.